there that actually you mentioned to me. So we walked in called earthcam.com.
Yes.
And it's a general website for cameras all around the world.
Cameras are everywhere, man.
Cameras, they are everywhere.
Got my eye on you.
They got their eyes on us. And so there's a search bar at the top. If you type in WTC for World Trade Center,
yeah,
after going to earthcam.com, you'll get a whole listing of results. And the first one is webcams at the World Trade Center. And you can time lapse of the building going up, the new one.
Yes, there's a time lapse of the past 10 years, which is really, really neat to see.
Yeah. Anyway, so sad. So the third in our series on education, because, you know, school did start recently. We did math. We did history and then math.
Right.
And today we'll do science.
Oh, science class.
Science class. Boring. So go to sciencepage.org.
Sciencepage.org.
.org,
okay.
Yeah, and...
Well,
this is a site that's for students and teachers, and like the math site that we went to last week, it's kind of a clunky site, but it's just rife. It is rich with links to all kinds of resources for both students and teachers. They've got activities, labs, and lesson plans, and earth science, and science organizations, and weather, and the environment, and all kinds of paleontology. They really break it down for you, and I happened to go to the earth science page,
yep,
to see what they had on there, and they've got like volcano observatories and geology gems, sites that have all the different kind of gems and stuff like that, minerals, and you know, all the earth science stuff.
Is there a periodic table of the elements, because those are always
I haven't looked at the entire site to look at every single link, but oh yeah, it's in there, I'm sure, if it's science.
Uh-huh. These are going to be very, very convenient.
That's right.
Once school starts and I don't know the answer to these questions that they ask me.
You say, I'll be right back. You pop out of the room with your little smartphone, you look up, you come back and say, ah.
I got the answer.
I have the answer. Anyway, so, Derby.
Coming up on Sunday, right?
Sunday, yep.
Okay, let's get the details now. Unity Park over in Turner's Falls, that big, tall hill over there. They're going to
Yes, they're going to start coming down the hill at noontime, and we are still accepting registrations for the race.
Oh, okay.
Because we were hoping to hit 100, and we haven't done that yet. So this week, if you haven't, if you've been building a cart and you're like, oh, man.
Oh, I forgot to do the paperwork.
Just call the station, 863-9200, or
now, go to... When you say the station, it's Montague Community Television,
Montague,
right?
Community Television, yep.
Okay.
It is a fundraiser for them. Or go to the website, montuguesoapboxderby.com, and
right,
you can find the forms there and get it in this week.
Simple form.
Really
simple. Takes a couple minutes to do,
yep,
write a quick check.
It's a one page for the information about you and your cart, and then the second page is a waiver, because you are shooting down the hill,
mm-hmm,
in a vehicle. got to keep ourselves covered here.
There will be hay bales, though, right?
Oh, 600 hay bales lining the road. You're in soft, smooth, well, not so much smooth.
Right, if there is a crash,
yeah,
you don't have too much to
worry. Slow
about.
Stop.
Yeah.
And you won't hit anything hard.
No. Nothing like that will happen.
Yeah, and it's not that long a hill. You know, a lot of people watching and vendors, and it's going to be good. It's great
now,
for the spectators.
You've been there the past 2 years, obviously. Do you know anyone who is returning this year with a cart from previous years that others should fear?
Well, normally I would say you have to fear Joe Landry. He's a local guy at Turner's Falls, and he's retired, and he's a metal worker and a sculptor, so he builds these beautiful carts that go ridiculously fast, but he actually hurt his back, so he will not be racing.
He's got an injury.
He's got an injury.
Is he going to put a replacement driver in his car?
He's on the DL list, yes. He did find one, somebody, I've been told. So that's one. And the other is Greg Kilmer from Connecticut.
Oh.
They drive all the way up. They're involved in the race down in Sharon, Connecticut.
Okay.
And he's got, Greg and Joe together are trading. They sort of leapfrog each other who's going to be in first place each year.
They're the top of the ratings
list. They're the top of the ratings, yeah. They've got metal welded, you know, nearly professional grade carts. As far as speed, and then there are other beautiful ones out there. Bill Bree comes back every year, and of course my daughter, Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Now, she had the poison ivy cart.
She has a poison. Her real name is just Ivy.
Yeah, I know. But is she creating a new cart for this year, or is she bringing back the older one?
We brought back the old one, but we did modifications to it. We fixed the steering a little bit more. And
a little father-daughter bonding on the cart. Right, I like that. Right.
Yep, we still have the last coat of paint to put on it, and we're adding weights to it this year because she's always been way underweight, and we're like... She's like, Dad, you forgot to bring the weights. So.
Well, a little bit of weight will add to speed.
We'll bring it up to exactly 240, which is what her class allows. Mm-hmm. And she'll go rocketing down that hill.
Okay, montaguesoapboxderby.com, folks. The entry form is there at that website. More information about the event this Sunday, Unity Park, Turner's Falls. Food will be available there, right?
Oh, yeah, we have plenty of vendors. That's right.
It's a great family event.
Cliff's Smoking Backyard Barbecue.
Cliff is coming?
Cliff is going to be there.
Great.
Cliff and Kelly will be there right next to the beer tent offered by the VU.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's coming up this Sunday. Again, the good website to check out is montaguesoapboxderby.com. Mick, I want a full report next Tuesday morning.
You will get one, sir.
It is 7:56.